Good morning. It's good to be gathered in this way again. When I was a teenager, my family and I would market farm goods to a select group of people in the town of Kokomo. And part of that process sometimes was being told that, hey, this other person would like you to come to their door and sell eggs and things to them. And so we'd go to a new place and knock on the door and meet the people. Well, one day, I was told that this address was a place that was interested in what we were had to sell, so we went there, and I walked up on the front porch, and I was kind of looking around, but not really focused on what was on the porch, or who the other occupants of the porch may be. I was trying to figure out if there's anybody home, that sort of thing. So I knocked on the door, bang, 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 about three times, and about that time, I heard a really unsettling sound, the sound of claws on concrete, and a chain being dragged across the concrete. And I looked over just in time to see a very, very large pit bull leaping. It was a really unsettling situation. I didn't have any time at all. I was ready to receive what I was about to receive. Luckily, the chain stopped him about this shy of my arm. After recovering, I went on, and I think I did still knock on the door again, although after that I was very jumpy. I don't remember much more of the interaction beyond that. Now, if that dog had been unleashed, I could not have ignored that dog, not in the least. My options would have been limited to making friends with it in a very big hurry or getting chewed up by it. And in much the same way, I think truth can't be ignored. It's also uncontrollable. I think that one aspect of collective worship, like we're wanting to do this morning, is to say and believe the truth about God and about us. So, for our worship time this morning, I have a selection of different statements from the New Testament. They're statements, they're truth claims, mostly from the from the Gospel of John. And I invite you, as I read through these, to mentally agree with these statements as an act of collectively worshiping God. So you will recognize the seven I am statements of Jesus from the book of John, but there are more there as well. And let's approach this as a way of saying, God, we agree with you. You are truth. We can't ignore you. We want to align with you. So John 1, verse 17. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. John 6, verse 35. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. John 8, verse 12. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John 10, verses 7 through 11. So Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they might have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. John 11, verse 25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. John 14, verses 6 and 7. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. John 15, verse 5. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Romans, chapter 6, verse 5. For if we have been united with him in death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. Ephesians 2, verse 18. For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. And 1 John 4, verse 16. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. So, may we always agree, may we always agree with the portrait of God that we find in the scripture. And may we never find ourselves fighting against the truth. Rather, I hope that we will quickly align ourselves with God's purposes and avoid supporting a lie in the presence of the one who is truth embodied. Let's pray. Father, we know that you are not small enough that we can control you. We also know that our only options are to submit to you or to find ourselves fighting against you. And that is impossible to win. So today, we agree that you are the way, you are the truth, and you are the life. And the only way to the Father is through you. That's what we want. We want to come into your presence. We want to agree with you, and we want that belief to change the way we act, the things we do, the things we say. Amen.